It's Thursday, March 19th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Come for the roundup, stay for the two bits of levity at the end, and Teams and Slack both with announcements right when they're ramping up the most. This is the business of tech. Let's do the daily roundup. There were no new cases of coronavirus in Wuhan yesterday. The president has signed the Defense Production Act, offering the ability to produce more gas masks, gloves, and ventilators if required. The State Department is expected to issue a Level 4 advisory, designed to advise all Americans to return home to the U.S. or shelter in place. The EU is calling on streaming services to limit broadband use and restrict programs to only standard rather than high definition. The FCC is temporarily waiving rules for some subsidy programs to allow ISPs to donate equipment to hospitals, schools, and libraries until September 20th. The New York Stock Exchange will close its trading floor and move to all electronic trading starting March 23rd. There are reports that the Russian government is spreading misinformation about the virus via a significant disinformation campaign. Amazon has confirmed its first case in a U.S. warehouse. Vodafone is reporting network traffic up 30%. Nextdoor is rolling out new features to help in the community, including maps to find one another and make offers of help within your local community. Facebook plans to pay its contract workers indefinitely, even if they are not able to carry on their normal duties. The company has also moved to use full-time staff for moderation activities because it cannot provide the mental health support to contractors working remotely. WhatsApp is giving a $1 million grant to the International Fact-Checking Network to focus on COVID-19-related misinformation. The coronavirus community on Reddit has become the third most active subreddit on the platform with 1.2 million members, with a team of 60 volunteer content moderators. Google has announced internally that they are suspending employee reviews, per the information. The company has additionally announced a pause to Chrome updates to limit issues with teams working remotely, prioritizing security updates for Chrome 80. Cisco has indicated that WebEx usage has doubled overall in the past 11 days, and since the outbreak, there's been 22 times the previous traffic in China and 4 to 5 times as much from Korea and Japan. Microsoft has provided Microsoft Teams for free to the National Health Service in the UK. Lime and Bird have halted e-scooter operations in Europe and in the US. Waymo, Cruise, and Uber have stopped self-driving taxi services and tests. Ingram Micro has outlined options for their partners, including financial services and credit options, waiving fees for partner financial programs, ensuring products are distributed fairly across the distribution network, and prioritizing orders for remote devices and remote work technologies. PCmatic is offering free partner licenses to help protect work-from-home staff, and SolarWinds MSP is offering their remote control product, Take Control Plus, for free for 90 days to assist with remote work. And for levity for two stories, the Washington Post tells us what is open in various countries as perspective on a culture's priorities. Belgians can still buy fries, the French can buy wine, the Dutch can buy marijuana, the Germans can still rent and buy bicycles, and Italians can still buy print newspapers. Finally, with humans performing social distancing, a group of 14 elephants broke into a village in Yunnan province, looking for corn and other food. They ended up drinking 30 kilograms of corn wine, and were so drunk they fell asleep in a nearby tea garden. Link in the show notes. Teams and Slack both with announcements today, which are timely due to the heavy use of the products in the current climate. Slack has unveiled a new design, which includes a new sidebar navigation, a new compose button, and a top navigation bar, among others. The intention is to make the product easier to use, particularly with an influx of new users. The rollout is happening first for new users, and the mobile application is expected to be updated after. On the Teams front, usage is up nearly 40% in the past week, and Teams is announcing new features, including offline and low bandwidth support for reading and writing messages, allowing chats to be in a separate window, the ability to raise your hand, real-time noise suppression for background noise, the addition of the Microsoft Bookings app in Teams for scheduling, managing, and conducting virtual appointments, and coming in the fall, Microsoft 365 Business Voice, which allows the use of Teams as a complete phone system. Why do we care? The upside of rapid adoption of remote working is that many organizations who haven't used it before will become comfortable with the technology. While potentially an odd time to roll out new features, they're certainly welcome ones, and it's good to know about them as quickly as possible. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, you can support the show on Patreon. Anyone who signs up during our launch offer will get a video question answered privately as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on patreon.com/MSP Radio. That gets additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and you support the production of The Business of Tech. I'm looking for those stories of good things that are happening out there in regards to reactions to the COVID-19 crisis. So send those in at dave@MSPradio.com, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.